This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, June 3rd. Well, cattle markets had a big day yesterday, getting some follow-through buying after a strong close on Tuesday. Even though we were sharply lower out of the gate on Tuesday, we actually ended up closing about mid-range on the live cattle, and then on feeder cattle toward the top end of the range for the day. And we got some extension of that back above even Friday's close. So markets are responding very positively to the outlook for getting the JBS plant back online, and feeder cattle demand looking like it's improving as well. So the JBS plant, they are announcing that pretty much all the plants are back online. We're not sure as to what the actual slaughter capacity is or the rates that they're going to have. But when we look at the slaughter rates, we see that they're significantly down from the previous week. Slaughter so far this week at 201,000 head, that's down 146,000 from just last week. And of course, it's down significantly from last year. So all of a sudden, you have this big shift in the slaughter rates, which basically accounts for what the JBS is. So we did see them take a big hit on slaughter numbers for the first couple days of the week. And of course, they're saying they're back online, but the question is to what degree. And of course, box beef prices continue just to soar higher on that news. We saw the choice up 560 yesterday. We're sitting at 340, and select was up 543 at 312. The spread was up 17 cents at 2828. Movement was 138 loads, which is pretty impressive, even at those higher prices. So we're moving more beef than we typically have in quite a while. That's the biggest loadout we've had in several weeks, in fact. So it's ironic that we're slaughtering less, but we're moving out more. It does appear that the packers are getting a little bit caught up as far as getting the numbers pushed through as well. Slaughter weights are starting to come down a little bit, so that would suggest feedlots have a little bit more leverage. But this week, I think, just skews everything, and it kind of overshadows what has been the progress that the packers have been making over the last couple of weeks, getting, you know, with the feedlots getting more current. This quick shutdown of some packing plants and then a quick rebound would suggest it's not going to have that big of an impact in the market, but it will in a very short term, and we see that with the box beef prices shooting sharply higher. At some point, you would think the consumer is just going to say no, and I think that's going to happen here at these kind of prices. I mean, this is what we saw during the height of chaos from COVID right about a year ago, and you just can't sustain these level of beef prices and expect the consumer to continue to buy it. Even though it's all over the news about inflation and higher food prices and beef prices in particular, they're still going to start to see some sticker shock there. So we'll see when that occurs, but I think there's little question that we're going to see some demand destruction on these higher prices. Nevertheless, you've still got the feedlots front end loaded. They're probably going to get backed up a little bit again with the slowdown in JBS slaughter, so that just when they're starting to emerge from the fog, now it comes back over them, at least for the short term. We're still going to have to work our way through the summer months and a large number of cattle, but and the drought across the northern plains, I think, is going to send another wave of cattle into the feedlots. And that's unfortunate, but we're probably going to just accelerate herd reduction, this time coming out of the northern plains rather than the southwest and the west coast. So it's happening, and I think in full swing now, this herd reduction, sky-high corn prices, drought, pretty good reasons just to get rid of the cows and wait till things get better. So that's down the road, and it's already been happening for at least a year and a half or so. So we're coming into those smaller calf crops. We're coming into tighter feeder numbers. That's why we see the fall calf futures prices continue to hold fairly well. And again, you know, this snapback that we saw was very impressive. Obviously, I think the trade is looking at these slaughter weights coming down a bit and seeing that we're getting a little bit more in line with where we need to be as far as marketing rates and being current, and that would give the feedlot some leverage to take part in some of this high profitability from the packers. So we'll see how long this lasts, and I It's an impressive chart formation that we're looking at. We had that snap down. I thought it would take us a good couple months to get down to the price levels that we saw right out of the gate on Tuesday. And we reached them and the market snapped back. And then yesterday we had some nice follow through. Now the grain complex is trying to resume its upward momentum as well. And that could kind of put the stall out this run on the feeder cattle. But as we move forward, I think it's going to become pretty choppy in the cattle complex, just like we saw or are seeing in the grain complex, where large market-ready cattle continue to be kind of the feature on the front end, but on the back end, the prospect for a much tighter supply situation as we get into the fall and winter. That's certainly supporting of those back months. In the meantime, we've still got the drought to contend with across the north. How long is that going to linger? If that stretches into the Midwest, it's off to the races for corn and soybeans, and that's going to create significant problem for feeder cattle. So that's my concern, is that even though we had this spike low on Tuesday, my guess is we'll probably come back down and test that low, but that well could be the lows that we see here, just because the market so easily snapped back from that price level. Feeder cattle index is up 4 cents today. We're sitting at 136.50. We haven't seen much cash trade develop so far this week. We're going to be looking at a full kill week next week, so obviously we're going to have to get something rolling today. And I would imagine with the futures market snapping back so well, the feedlots are going to try to hold out, try to exercise some leverage, and in particular if JBS gets back online. But clearly you've backed up some cattle with them being offline for however brief it was. When we look at the slaughter numbers, we can see that we're getting way behind. And this could back up some cattle and completely remove some of the leverage for some of these feedlots. So that's what it is. And I think that's why we're going to enter into some volatile price action here. I think the lows that we saw on Tuesday probably are going to be revisited, but that's probably going to establish some longer term lows as we work our way into the summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.